my video working? I was trying to get it.
Really well. Is my working?
Don't think so, but okay. It may just be.
You know what? Let me redial again. Ah, my video, this video now is working?
Okay, now it's working.
Okay, because, okay, good. So we're holding here in Peric Tess. And my marker is at...
I have Ubezeh
Hushashasam Gamri. So he was bothered by the shayla of how could a physical maisa do a make a person ruchniistic or closer to Shparuch or so on. Ubezeh Husa Shailosam Legamri. Ich efsha shikna odama madrega ruchnis adia maisa magashmi. We have a very different approach to things. So our picture of what is the tzura of a person and b'meila the tzura of ruchnias and so on is because this nefesh consecrates Baruch Hu. V'hiba smelach shenisus le'roini, and it's that marshal that Chazal give of a princess that married a plain fellow, a peasant of sorts. Vepnesha medes bechayme tzricha shavel amel shavia ve'ein tzricha shlom acheres. So he says, basically, the neshama itself doesn't need the zikuch as much as getting out of the guf, rising above the guf. It we don't need to shape and or change the neshama, we need to extricate it from the guf. Just like somebody who's in jail, he doesn't need anything other than breaking the door there. And when a person does mitzvahs, he brings it back to the ruchnistic world. So let's try to translate it into something that we can relate to. Let's say somebody was to take me and try to teach me Swahili. It would take some time. I would have to learn the language from scratch and understand it. Let's say he would try to introduce me to the mores on the norms of Africa. It would be a long process for me to pick up their manners and their customs and their way of life and so on and so forth. But let's say, imagine that I grew up in a certain place, left it many years, I've been living somewhere else, and now I'm coming back to my original, to my homeland. So, even though I had forgotten the song, but as soon as I start, as soon as I hear it, see it, and so on, I go back to it almost effortlessly because that's really me. And there I am. We take a person, we introduce him to the world of Torah mitzvahs. Which really, a person who never kept Torah mitzvahs, it's a very, very alien world. It's really a world that's got very little in common. You know, somebody that has some background, but not much. And yet, in a relatively short time, it a person sort of snaps into it. And our understanding of that phenomena is, because the person is naturally, it has it in him, and his neshama, as soon as it begins to catch his breath and get a sense of it, it glides into it almost effortlessly. That's a result of our understanding of what a neshama is and where it comes from. So basically, all we need is to bring it back to its original state, and then we're good. Ubevada, he says, umikol shekein shoisik b'toras, sorry. So if a person would need to take a guf, if we wouldn't build it on the premise that there's already a nefesh in the person waiting to connect. So if a person would just have a guf, So to teach the goof to act like a neshama is almost impossible. But when we're just awakening something that's there already, it's very different. It's fascinating. The one of the, you know, there's been a forever debate amongst linguists whether the affinity for language is a natural is natural a person, or is it something that's learned? So, for instance, walking will assume a person learns how to walk. And language, the dominant theory is that a person is hardwired for language. And the reason is, besides the fact that speech is muscularly very complex, but the comprehension of speech is excruciatingly complex. Because walking, for instance, if you put this muscle in this place and turn it this way, you walk. No two ways about it. Language has many meanings, and we say things, and we have to sense from the language what we mean exactly. There's something there about the grammar itself is not mechanical enough, so that I can't teach a computer to really use language. I mean, a computer just hunts for words and fishes words. That's why translations are extraordinarily difficult for a computer. We've built much better robots than we've built translators. I mean, you know, when somebody wants a fun thing for Purim, the boys in Shiva fun thing, they printed the today's schedule with Google Translation. It is funny. You know, you see that he knows the translation of the words, but the context, sometimes it's really, really ludicrous. So a person has that in him. We understand that what was the goof, if we were to take a goof, and to try to make the goof enjoy ruchnius. It's not really possible, but when we take a goof and with a neshama in it, and the delicate point here is as follows. You know, we think of the neshama in the goof as like being like a dibbuk of sorts. It's like this ghost inside us, and the mitzvahs nourish the ghost. And then one day we expect that ghost to sort of pop out and say, I am here, I've been brought back to life again. But that's not what happens. What's more complex is our sense of self has changed. And that's really where it becomes extremely strange to us. Because as long as I was a very physical person, so my interests, my enjoyments, what I was looking forward to, what I wanted out of life, was physical. And as soon as I turn, and as my nefesh begins to emerge, I become a nafshistiker person, and it's me that now enjoys mitzvahs and looks up to mitzvahs and so on and so forth. That's very, very complex. It's strange. So he says, "Umikos v'ezim tera siklus shubazem izdabik nafshas ergom ubazem nafshu itzim na teva chomis ubavare ledaitem she'inam v'edishat shatzal etoiki." Those who understand the nefesh as being just a more complex physical entity, it's the sum total of the neurons and so on. So how does mitzvahs take, like, no program in the world will turn one type of computer into another type of computer. So it's a process that pulls it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes it emerge and become Das Melech again. By the way, it really lies at the heart of how it is that we approach being Makar people. You know, one way of looking at Kirov was, well, let's sit down with this person and debate his shittas and slowly bring him step by step to Torah mitzvahs. He's at point A, and now I need to bring him to point Z. So it's by starting at the point that he's at and slowly debating our way through to point Z and so on and so forth. That's one school of it. Chabad, for instance, which is the other extreme, had the following approach, has the following approach, and he says, the person has an neshama that's comatose, it hasn't been fed in any way possible, and therefore you can't expect much, let's give it a mitzvah. And whether the person is aware or not, the mitzvah does something to him. Let him shake a little mesik, let him put on tefillin, let him learn Krishna. And slowly, it's like, what we're doing is reviving the giant, and then that changes us. There are yeshivas where I just sit down with Gemara B'Metzia, learn B'Metzia, and it definitely has its share of successes. Besides which, at the end of the day, we believe in Munir Shleimer that is what makes a difference. It's just much, much, much easier when you can deal with the person where he is and what he is and his issues, and then slowly allay those, you know, when I put to rest the issues you're raising, and you're doing mitzvahs and learning, that allows it to happen. But at the end of the day, something has to connect inside. If the person were just the physical person, the non-believer, and so on, matzahs don't make a body into a loikis. It's the matzah feeding the mitzvah, the mitzvah feeding the neshama that makes the difference. So this is something which is which goes back to that, and it's it takes the person back to the matzav he was. It's very interesting. I've seen situations. There was somebody who learned, and he grew up in Yerushalayim until he was about 9, 10, then grew up in America, forgot Vitnis that. We were once sitting and my wife made something Israeli, and he blurted out the name of it, like without thinking. It just sort of sped out of him. You know, Kishuim. And like, you know, and then he said, hey, that's what he used to say, Cheder used to call it like that. And Ve'eich lo yikne madrega loikis ade ha-mitzvis. Ki ha-mitzvis kulum b'mashar in Zashem Yisbarach ha-odom, Ein sofik shezeis yachsos v'chibir Hashem Yisbarach ben ha-odom, v'melech ha-goyz egzal amad. He says, mitzvahs by definition are a chibur between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and humanity, because that's what they are. The tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on human beings. So by definition, these are his yachsos and chibur. Ve'ein sofik yesh yichus v'chibir ha-melech v'avod ha-mekavis ha-gzeira, mitzad shu malkam goyz aleihem, Mekablum. The relationship of a melech and an am that's mekabel is malchus and that carries out exerus is by definition a relationship. The very fact that a person is doing a mitzvah because it's come from somewhere else, is already a chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like, you know, when you choose to accept a phone call for somebody, when you choose to accept a letter that was delivered to you, you know, the registered letter, whatever, the fact that you choose to accept it is a statement in its own right. So when a person does a mitzvah because it's a mitzvah, there's a statement there that he wants to have a shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebezeh atzad, Miskav, Mistak, Hashem, Mispach, Shul, Nivdo, Mako. Biyikne, Mishul, Kach, Hatzach, Al Yenu, Mishul, Achiva, Adibu, Pazer. Kein Shofik, Shizau, Yizdapas, Vay, Yispach, Mishul, Mako, Sivu, Dofke, Boy, Kashon, Mishul, Mishul, Tzoynei. Umekal, Gzir, Yasa, Melech, Hu, Abdei. Ze Atzma, Achiva, Adibu, Boy, Yisparach, Umoy, Tzisod, Amin, Achomri, Yistavik, Boy, Yisparach. So there's another Nakuda here that's really sort of within his words. The word Dveikus, in its modern slang, colloquial language, is sort of an emotional yearning for Hashem, fueled by music, maybe vodka, other things, and that's kind of the vekus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, the yearning might be genuine, but that's not the vekus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The vekus is when there needs to be a commonly held rope, so to speak, between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, And the fact that I'm sitting and yearning and feel a spiritual high, that's not enough. What I need to do is I need to do a mitzvah, is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's like a line that threw out to me. And he said, here, I would like you to do this. So when I grab it, I'm being Dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what the mitzvah is. It's a lifeline between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and me. The Ate, Avate says, Havein b'chachma b'chakor b'bina. It's a lashon actually from Sefer Yetzira. Havein b'chachma b'chakor b'bina. It's sort of a play that you do bina with chachma, chachma with bina. Kator matzias adam nateva umevias adam advekas by yisparach. V'dimyon zeh shnei drachim adam. V'yom atelach b'derech hazeh. Ve'ena tam shederech hazeh derech yisetoy v'yisuro mitzaratzmoy. Rak bishvil shazeh derech shebo yagil mechoyis cheftzoy umamida neichach darka. So, when I tell somebody, use route 90, use 95 instead of the turnpike, or turnpike's a 95, whatever it is, I'm usually don't, whenever I talk about the good road or the right road, I'm not talking about something which is the good in itself. I'm talking about what gets you better to that place. So, v'chein inya mitzvah rak shamitzi bir haderech hanochen vayosha shebederech ha-Torah yobel izdavik v'yisparach, which is Baal HaMaila. When I speak about Torah as being good, it means it brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like all the drachim don't bring a person to where you ought to go to, kach ein kol adrachim ayze viyas al dvekas am yuchad. Rak derech hamitzvah se mitzav maras adech yosh am yuchad, ashnoich Hashem eshe adrachim. So if we ask ourselves, what is the derech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's mitzvahs. Vezeh Hashem lelit na toyo rak etzav avriyas, shirin dvekas by Yisparach. So he has now another pshat in this chazal of the chima ichpas loy. He says the good of the of Torah and mitzvahs cannot be understood within itself. In other words, the good of Shechita is not going to tell us why Shechita makes a better animal, a more tasty animal, less painful even. It's only within the context of why are this set of Maisim, a set of Maisim that bring me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only way in which it has meaning. Being a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv, so we can appropriately say that since these HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Toiv, this contains in itself Toiv, and it's going to bring me close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever you try to interpret mitzvahs, and I think Aish would also have it that way, to interpret mitzvahs in terms of things that are a good society, an efficient society, a good society, this and that, you start running into problems. You start getting mitzvahs that are not mitzvahs, all sorts of nice activities, which are nice, but you can't call them nice mitzvahs. Or you're left with all sorts of strange questions, or all sorts of nice and that don't seem to contribute to a good society, especially, or whatever it is, and therefore we're stuck. So the only thing that acts, so by understanding it within the context of things that bring you closer to the divine ideal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the only way in which it makes sense.
In
other words, the word Torah is not, it doesn't imply anything within itself, but rather
Now,
So, we could have understood, for instance, when a researcher researches, when a researcher is researching something in a lab, there are two possible motives. One is, I really would like to get the hang of how a cell works. It's fascinating to me, it intrigues me, and I'm looking to understand that and so on. The it's the theoretical research, it's not applied science, and I'm happy to just keep researching the more I understand. It's the same type of, so in science you can always say everything will always lead to something practical. But something like research in the humanities, literature and history, where, yes, they can always draw a lesson from it, but at the end of the day, it's just the knowledge, understanding, and so on, which is what we're looking for. But that's not what Chachmas HaTorah is. So if Torah were an end in itself, Chachma, a fascinating, intriguing philosophy of life, or whatever it is, then that whose good is perceived within itself, that's all it would be. But that's not what Torah is. Torah is something that teaches me the road to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'dov az Yisrael v'egzeu al de'asiyas HaTorah. So it's Torah means it points the road to me. It points the derech to me. V'zeu ha'hefesh yesh ben HaTorah u'bein shara chachmas. That's the difference between other chachmas. Kishara chachmas einu mevinas adam al v'egz hazeh. Other chachmas don't bring a person to this dveikus. Even though Chachma makes a person more sichli, so yes, a person who is a scientist is definitely much more asuk with sichlius than the type of stuff that somebody who's just interested in a very coarse life. Yes, that's correct. But it's not something that we can say this creates a Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The type of Seichel that we're talking about is a, he calls this, it's not Nivdal, meaning the Seichel of science at the end of the day is the understanding that lies in the system of the physical world. So it's very tied to a physical world. It, good and bad, in the way that we understand Torah, are things that are really above and beyond things that are physical. It's good and bad in a way that really is divorced from things that are physical in the world, and therefore, it's something which it's not in any other chachma, but in Torah. By showing the road to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's pointing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes in Davik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person has it in him to be shayach to it. So a person is shaped, and a person has a tzura of someone of Doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that within when we talk about when somebody resembles his father, we say they're very similar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with a certain element of similarity, parallel, so to speak, because we are of the nature in a way that it's possible for us to be mistaken HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the person being Tzelem Elokim tells me it's possible for him to be Dovik. I guess if we could compare it to something, it's by Adam, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him all the beings, and he didn't find the Eizek Kenegdo. There was nothing in the Bria that was parallel to him, similar to him, so there's nothing you've been nizdabik to. You can't be nizdabik to something that is not akin to you. So since Adam is akin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'meila we have the ability to be shaykh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uprekam neshvus. Rabbi Omer kol aveir shebetoyer bein asetshuv and asetshuva Yom Kippur mechape chutz miparik ol mugal aponetor shaylocha umeiv bishav from avinu shem asetshuva Yom Kippur mechape v'lo asetshuva Yom Kippur mechape. So Chazal pick out three aveiros that tshuva does not Yom Kippur doesn't help without tshuva. Purik ol. Or which is sort of Kaifa Baker, Megalapan Torah Shekalacha, which means he, you know, uses Torah as he wishes. Umeifa Bisra Roma Vino. So why these three? Vatan Be'el Daf, what's the common name of these three? She'odom yesh lechiva al Shem Yisparach be'emtzos ha-Torah k'ma she'yisbayah. A person has a chiva to Hashem Yisparach through Torah. Because ha-mekabel ein muchan lekabel ha-chibur. When the mekabel doesn't have that, oy she'ein lo emtzoi shal yodei chibur. So when you have, in order to have a chibur between two elements, you need to have three points that are important. One is a hook of some sort in the mekabel to be ready to be mekabel. You need to have a hook of some sort, something mitzad the noisen, and you need to have something, a rope that ties together. So when I have two things, when I have two pieces of wood, the one piece of wood has to be dry and rough edges, also over the second one, you expect that, and the glue has to be there. So you have three points that need to fall into place. So it says like this, Vikasha. So if the mekabel is lacking in a socket, in some sort of kibble, or there is no glue, rope, whatever it is, or he denies the other side, are nifrat mina ila ben kashmila. So we need, for me to be dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I need three things. I need me to acknowledge that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a sense of Bore Olam, whatever it is. So he says, Ve'ela Kishmet, V'kashu mei v'bisha avrom avinu, ein adam mekabel b'sha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person is Porek Ol, a person is saying there's no God. So if there's no God, who are you being mischabed to? The bris of Avraham Avinu is my end of it, and it sort of makes me into a kli kibul for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what I have given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I have inscribed in me to allow me to mischabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Shemei bris Avraham Avinu eirah mekabu bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Shemei gala panim b'toyer shloi kalocha harei koyfe b'emtsoy shalei chibur. Let's talk about this point. I want to talk a little bit about this point over here, about Megala Panim Torah Shloi Kalacha. When I'm interpreting something, for instance, it's one of the fundamental legal issues. When I have a constitution, am I supposed to interpret it in mind with what the Chachmei Constitution had in mind, or am I interpreting it what I think is appropriate for the here and the now? And it's just important that there's a document here, because or else no one know what to expect. So we have this document, but this document is really irrelevant. It's irrelevant what the people had in mind. It's whatever interpretation we would like to give it that will work. On a level of a constitution, that's fine. Either one makes sense, and you know. That's the purpose, is just to have rules around so that everyone knows what to expect. Makes a lot of sense. When somebody writes a novel, or a painting. I can offer interpretations that were not meant originally, because at the end of the day, the story stands as a story, the painting stands as a painting, and I can offer an interpretation of it as it is. It doesn't make a difference whether a person had it in mind or not. What's the difference? But when I am discussing Torah, so if I take a pasuk and I darshan it to demonstrate my creativity, then I've taken this pasuk and said God might be the author, but it's not a means to get back to God. It's a way to provide something for me to give a drasha. And then it doesn't make a difference if I'm mechavan lamita shel Torah or not. Mitzvah Torah means the nekuda of a Kodesh Baruch Hu put into it. There could be a lot of machlokes in that. There's ayin panim, all of them are correct if we feel genuinely that Kodesh Baruch Hu put it in. So therefore, for Kodesh Baruch Hu ol, kofa bosa shechiba bo Hashem yisparach shebechiba, when he's kofa porik ol, he's kofa in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and when he's megal porik ol shekaloch, he's kofa in the means for that all. So in Kippur is mechapa only in people that are still connected. So as long as he has the Brish of Avraham Avinu, which is his internal port, so to speak, and he has Torah, which is the chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Torah Lamitoi, and he has the Dmus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has that, then we have that chibur. Lema'ad Abadai, let's give him Moshe, he says. Lepriya mechuba ba'naf, anaf mechaba priliyilon. You have fruit attached to a branch, which is attached to the tree trunk. Vim yigrad var ma'la pri. And even if something happens to the fruit, mekomukwe ma'sha pri mechuba la'naf, anaf liyilon, lekachu ma'la rucha. The fruit recovers and grows back, you know, like some sort of an insect bit into it or whatever it is, it will grow some scab of it because it's still attached to the tree. Achim nichras, achena pri mekabla chibur. If it is cut off, as nifsara pri. V'cheni ma'naf u'nichras b'em tzu'usoy. Or if the branch is cut off, eidem ala ruka. V'afim lo nichras b'em tzu'usoy v'usholem. And even if the fruit is attached to an entire branch, rak nivdol min ha'ikar, achein lo ikar, if the branch is removed from the trunk, hara ein trufa lo yisapri. Because again, it's not attached to the essence of the tree, unless you have the fruit attached to the branch attached to the shoresh. When a person makes a brisa hare nivdal adam shemekal Hashem yisparach. V'kashem megal upon a mitoyah shekalocha hare inlem tsoyah sheyad achibur yisparach. V'kashem uporek ol inlem yish achibur boi lefikach darash shem yikoris tikoris. Achas kodim kipurim asim kipurim. L'may says, so without tshuva, the person is not reconnecting, and therefore Yom Kippur, he says, it's like whatever life force that courses through the tree to get to the fruit and helps it heal. But if it's cut off, then there's nothing being mechabit Yom Kippur. The chibur Yom Kippur means I still have some chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the how I'm getting to it. Harei Adav Abari says, Katoirihi shal yoda hachibur Hashem Yisbar ben Adam. That slocha is the attitude that this mitzvah is being closer to Shparku. V'u'at slocha mitis. V'elub naram ha'sholim. The people who have a problem with it, ha'yeroitzim she'elodim ha'tslocha ba'atzmoy. V'yemuskoshon ha'koyne. They're trying to think of a person's perfection lying within himself, not because it's a means to get Kodesh Baruch Hu, but is this person smarter, wiser, deeper? They didn't understand from that perspective that each mitzvah is a kanda Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'afim omru kadir miskolos davu sechal ha'pol, atche sechal ha'pol echad ilim divri havai. And even when they said, This was a point that the philosopher said. It's mentioned, Rambag mentions it a lot, and others. This is it's the following formulation that there's there was something that they called Seichel HaPoel, the active intellect, and again I know in modern day it's very hard to translate what that is, but it was, so to speak, there is a system that runs the world. The laws, let's put it this way, the laws of nature as they are manifest in the world, that's called the active intellect. In other words, this is the rule, these are the formulas that you see working. And when we research it and ask ourselves, why are these the formulas, we come up with all sorts of ideas and concepts, and that would be sort of the potential intellect. But whatever it is, the philosophers said that like things are alike, and therefore, if we become very intellectual, our minds will merge with the active intellect. It's sort of a mechanical process. It's looking at it kind of very dry and sterile. And there would be no difference between a theoretical mathematician, a brilliant composer, a great theologian. All of these people have great intellects, and all intellects have like a Phi Beta Kappa out there, where they all sort of cluster together. There's no sort of sense of a chibut to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just the Seichel HaPoel. That's how philosophers saw it, and that's why they saw that wisdom is the goal of everything. And the Jewish philosophers, like Rabag, picked up on it and they sort of adapted it, which he very strongly disagrees with. In other words, a Jewish, a from secular philosopher would have the following theory, that the idea is the same, that it's the Seichel HaPoel that we're trying to be dovek to, and the except that the Goyim got it wrong, and our Torah is the real Seichel HaPoel, but it's the same model. And this is where he has his problem with that, this model, the concept of how to understand it is all off. He says, Lemaisa, if that type of philosophy is what makes a person perfect, so you're talking about one or two great minds a generation, I mean, that's not an answer. Lachain elu dvarim dvarim she'enam shorash v'yesod. There absolutely have no basis. It all stems out of thing that waving a few branches together doesn't seem to them as being very chashev. They don't begin to realize it. They don't understand that Maisa Adam, when it's done as an expression of Shama, rise above Teva. And Torah is that means, that medium. So that's why a person's hatzlocha is that. So this is the side of hatzlocha, because you know of mitzvahs and prayer and so on. Okay, so I think, okay, so we'll hold it here. Send this parak. Next week is regular. What's your story?
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, so two hours after Shkia is sort of works ideal for me.
Perfect.
Okay. Gute Vach. Okay,
thank
all the best. Call to bye.